good friend Craig Bolanos, so kind to join us here on a Thursday evening. Co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, I don't want to guess, but are you joining us on air during a Cubs game because you're a Sox fan?
No, I love the Sox, love the Hawks. But listen, I got to tell you, there might not be drafts in those Gilkey windows, but there were some drafts in that ADP jobs report.
Oh, again, look at that professional. First of all, he pivoted off of for sure saying whether he was or wasn't a Cubs fan. Second of all, he pivoted to the jobs report. And boy, oh boy, Craig, that's why you're a pro.
I appreciate the accolades. I mean, listen, I think we're moving from a low hire, low fire to a no hire, low fire environment. And I just think as long as we keep this unemployment rate below 4.5, we're okay. But I got to think when we do the print for September, we do the print for October, it is going to creep up beyond the current 4.3%.
And we're not going to know the jobs number from the government. I mean, I wonder if this thing drags on, are they going to just withhold data for the time being? If it lasts 35 days, here's what I'm really asking, Craig, and we get to the next Fed meeting and we have no data coming in, boy, that puts the Fed in a weird spot.
Well, now, John, that's what makes you a professional, is you took my comments and swung them into the news of the day. Yeah, if you didn't know it, America, the government is shut down. Now, I've seen not 6, not 12, not 18, but 21 of these shutdowns during my lifetime.
Wow.
Usually they last 8 days. That's on average. But this one, no. This one's got the hallmark of what it did in 2018, 2019. We could be going for a full month. And if we go for a full month, we're going to be missing an awful lot of economic data. And you're right, that's going to make the Fed's job tougher. Now, is it going to dislodge this economy, dislodge this market? No, but I think it is going to inject some rounds of volatility. So 'tis October, carve out your pumpkin and get ready for some ghosts and goblins to come out and play.
Yeah, maybe, but so far, so even Steven, right? Is it just baked in that, hey, this thing's going to last a bit, the market will calmly navigate that little bit, but as it drags on, that's when the volatility starts to get uncertain?
Yeah, I think there's going to be volatility, especially around that jobs, especially around that Fed. I mean, the market's clearly pricing in an October rate cut. You know, I almost demand that October rate cut. You remember I've said with you and I've said with the other John, my wish is for 3 this year. I'll settle for 2. So get me October and get me the follow-on act in December. I think people need to look past the government shutdown, though, and continue to pay attention to the news and stay data-driven. AI enthusiasm is real. It is still insatiable. And as long as that narrative holds true and the capital expenditure for AI happens from companies, this market's going to remain buoyant, propped up primarily by large tech.
I don't want to ask you this question because you don't have a crystal ball. I do wonder, just looking at the highs that we have, everyone opens up their 401k these days and they feel like they're a genius, including myself, right? Because they look so good. It looks so great. I mean, now would be a great time just to have a conversation with someone just to make sure that, I mean, it's still a fake number until you get these gains realized, Craig. And I feel like maybe we're a little addicted to the dead cat bounce. Okay, maybe it goes down 5 or 6% here or there, but it's going to come back right away. I just feel like we're a little too loosey-goosey with this and maybe not so careful about perhaps what if there's a longer bear market in the future perhaps.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a reason for everyone to reach out and call VestGen Wealth Partners, and it's what you just said. Don't get complacent. You want to get retired and stay retired. You want to make sure you thrive in retirement, not just survive. You need to be leaning into the concepts of real return investing. That's your return after inflation, which is still a problem. That's real return investing after taxes, after you pay your federal and state tax bill. And I think people need to pay attention to various forms of storage of value. This precious metal story in gold and silver is real. The story in cryptocurrency being viewed as the storage of value, that's real. And I think far too many people are undiversified by simply owning an S&P 500 cap-weighted index.
The private data from the firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, which I believe is a Chicago firm, if I'm not mistaken, found that hiring is at its lowest level since 2009. Craig, when I see anything that says 2008, 2009, it does raise my eyebrows. You said your target, or you know, you're okay, if anything, at 4.5% for unemployment, which is a good number historically, even if it's a little higher than what we've been used to the last couple of years. But what about, I mean, what number do you start to worry that the Fed goes, wait, hold on, we need to keep some ammo in here, and maybe we're not going to cut rates too quickly, or maybe we need to accelerate that, in fact.
Oh, my, that's the biggest story that no one's talking about. The biggest story that no one is talking about is the simple fact that we had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. We created a lot of stimulus. That's no tax on overtime, no tax on tip wages, $6,000 bonus senior deduction, renewed the tax cut, all sorts of stimulus and depreciation. That's stimulus. You put that stimulus, fiscal stimulus, that is, tax policy, on top of rate cuts with an inflation number that's still just a shade below 3. What if you put a spike up in inflation? That puts everything at jeopardy. In fact, take a look, guys. We've had a rate cut, and where did the 10-year treasury go? It actually went up.
Yep.
So we might be in a weird spot where you could get one or two rate cuts. I want them. We need them. But you actually have the 10-year treasury move a little bit higher, and people are going to be like, what? Rate cuts happened, and mortgage rates actually ticked up. That's a real threat in the current economic environment, and that's why people should be contacting us to learn how we're dealing with that in client accounts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that you said there to chew on. This happened when they cut the rates last September. The mortgage rate spiked up. Why? Because it's tied to the 10-year. I guess I just see that the Fed job, I feel like everyone yells about the Fed to do one thing or the other, and because it seems like such a simple binary choice. When the reality of the situation is, this is, even though they only have a dual mandate, it's not so easy to navigate these waters, Craig.
It's brain surgery. It's brain surgery. And you know what? Sometimes things go wrong in the operating room, and sometimes things go wrong in policy. We just hope that we have the right people. I mean, it looks like Cook is staying. The Supreme Court upheld that, so the Fed maintains its independence. I think that's newsworthy, and it's just going to take time. But I think the real message, again, to everybody is, don't fight the Fed. Don't fight the tape. History's on your side. You have rate cuts in a non-recessionary environment, rate cuts in a bull market. History says you want to stay long, but no complacency.
Yeah, for sure.
And don't think you're a genius, because for all of us, professionals included, the market does whatever the market needs to do to confuse as many people as it can at any point in time. And for that reason, preparedness, flexibility, rebalance your portfolio, and focus on real return investing in the fourth quarter and into 26.
Well said. Really quickly, Jack Heinrich, score update in Wrigley?
Yeah, Michael Busch just hit a home run to lead off the seventh, so it's 3-0. Nico Horner almost went back-to-back with him, so Cubs looking to add on in this lead here in the seventh inning of game three.
Well said. Jack Heinrich will have more in sports coming up in a few moments. Craig, people looking to add on, keep that 401k going up. Just be cautious. GetRetiredStayRetired.com is where they can start that conversation with you.
Absolutely. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. And John, while I didn't answer it before, I'm a Chicago guy. I fly the W. Go Cubs. Let's wrap this thing up. It looks good.
I hope so, Craig. And nothing's guaranteed till it is. Craig, talk soon. We'll do it, okay?
Yep, be good. Thank you, John.
Let's take a break. Then we got the news coming up, the sports update, and everything on W.